राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहार, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचा, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे, जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे, जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, जय गिरिराज महाराज, जय गिरिराज महाराज, गिरिराज महाराज, जय गिरिराज महाराज, जय गौरानिताय, जय गौरानिताय, गौरानिताय, जय गौरानिताय, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपा जय जय प्रभुपा। नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद्वैंग्रे शेषी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 39। कथम स्विद्रियते दण्डः किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारिणः सर्वे अहो स्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। कथं स्विद्रियते दण्ड किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। कथं स्विद्रियते दण्डः किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। कथं स्विद्रियते दण्डः किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारणः सर्वे आहोस्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। कथं स्विद्रियते दण्डः किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारणः सर्वे आहोस्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। मताजी कथं स्विद्रियते दण्ड किं वास्य स्थानमीप्सितम् दण्ड्या किं कारिणः सर्वे आहोस्वित् कतिचिन्नृणाम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग कथं स्वित् बाय विच मीन्स ध्रियते इज इम्पोज्ड दंडः पनिशमेंट किम वॉट वा और अस्य ऑफ दिस स्थानम द प्लेस ईप्सितम् डिजायरेबल दंड्या पनिशेबल किम वेदर कारिण फ्रूटी वैक्टर्स सर्वे ऑल आहोस्वित और वेदर कतिचित सम निर्णाम ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय। व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ पनिशिंग अदर्स हु आर द एक्चुअल कैंडिडेट्स फॉर पनिशमेंट Are all karmis engaged in fruitive activities punishable or only some of them? Purport. One who has the power to punish others should not punish everyone. There are innumerable living entities, the majority of whom are in the spiritual world and are Nitya Mukta, everlastingly liberated. There is no question of judging these liberated living beings. Only a small fraction of the living entities, perhaps 1/4, are in the material world. And the major portion of the living entities in the material world, 8 million of the major portion, 8 million of the 8.4 million forms of life are lower than human beings. They are not punishable, for under the laws of material nature, they are automatically evolving. Human beings who are advanced in consciousness are responsible, but not all of them are punishable. Those engaged in advanced pious activities are beyond punishment. Only those who engage in sinful activities are punishable. Therefore, the Vishnu Dutas particularly inquired about who is punishable and why Emaraj has been designated to discriminate between who is punishable and who is not. How is one to be judged? What are the basic principle of authority? These are the questions raised by Vishnu Dutas. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, today's verse is basically the questions by Vishnu Dutas to Yama Dutas. So, the verse basically is asking about what is the intended destination or purpose of the punishment. So, someone is punishable, what is the purpose of this punishment? So it is that is always retribution or is it corrective? What is the purpose? And the second thing is asked is, who are the deserving candidates of punishment? Who deserves punishment? And the last question that is asked is, which is in a broader perspective, which is asked, that whether it is applicable for only for human beings or for all the living entities. So which Prabhupada is clearly mentioning in the purport, who are actually punishable. And also Yamadutas, when they are going to answer these questions, they will also clarify things that who are punishable. They are going to answer all these questions. So generally, punishment is a natural outcome of certain negative actions. So when someone performs a wrong activity, undesirable activity, then the punishment is given. Whether it's in a school or whether it's in this entire cosmic order. If a child performs a wrong act, then he's punished. Similarly, if a knowledgeable or supposed to act perfectly, the human beings are acting in a wrong way, then they are punishable. So basically this punishment is given to maintain the law and order in the society. So it is not that every time somebody is punished, it's a kind of a revenge, or somebody wants to take revenge. He has done something wrong to me, let me also do something wrong to the other person. It's not always like that. So some punishment is basically given for correction or purification. So mainly what is the reason that we are in this material world, the living entities who are in this material world, is basically for purification and punishment. So that's why this punishment is being is given. So it is given, the punishment is given to guide the individuals back to the righteous path, so that the person who has gone off track, they are given an opportunity to come to the right track, and it helps them to learn from their mistakes. Okay, I have done this, so let me learn from the mistake. But the problem is, in this material world, people don't learn from the mistakes. Then again commit the same mistakes again and again. And that's what Arjuna asks. Atakena prayuktoyam papam charati purushah anichchan api varshniye baladivaniyojitah. Even though they don't want to perform this wrong act, why someone is performing this wrong act? Again and again, knowing that he should not do it, but still he's forced to do it. And Krishna says, kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava. Mahashano maha papma vidyena hi vairinam. It's only because of kama, lust, unwanted desire, which are against the will of Krishna, that someone is performing this act which is undesirable and which is against his own will. And this is actually the biggest enemy of a living entity. Someone may think that my enemy is the person, neighboring person is my enemy, or the person who is actually talking ill about me is an enemy. No, actually the enemy is residing within our heart. The enemy is the lust, the unwanted desire, which are against the will of Krishna. So basically this punishment is given to learn, so that we don't commit these mistakes again and again. And there are some higher beings who are given the responsibility to maintain this law and order in the society by giving punishment. Let's say for this, as we know that this material world is a jail. Is a jail, is a prison house, which is only a one-fourth of the, that's what Prabhupada writes, one-fourth of the creation. So only few, just as in a society, a government creates a park, beautiful park, school, hospital, everything, and they also create a justice department where a criminal is put in so that he is testified and he is given a chance to correct himself. So similarly, this material world, there are higher beings. Just as a police, a cop is a government is actually a higher official to judge someone and then award or punish him accordingly. Similarly, in the cosmic order, there are higher beings who are actually given the authority to punish or judge someone and give the results accordingly. But beyond that, there is divine justice. The divine justice, which is the Supreme Lord's desire. Just as we see here, Yamadutas thought that Ajamila is the right candidate for punishment. Let us take him and give him the just punishment that is to be given. But then we see suddenly the Yamadutas, Vishnudutas came. And when Vishnudutas came, both of them were surprised. Vishnudutas saw Yamadutas. Vishnudutas was surprised that what is this Yamadutas doing here? They are not supposed, they are the servants of Yamaraj, who is Dharma personified. How is it that these people don't know what is Dharma and what is Adharma, and they are doing this wrong act? So they were surprised to see Vishnudutas at this place because they were uninformed. Vishnudutas will be there to snatch the soul of Ajamil. So they were surprised to see Yamadutas. And Yamadutas were surprised to see what is this Vishnudutas, his effulgent personalities are doing here. So they were surprised. We are supposed to be here. And how come these people are here? And moreover, they were surprised to see such effulgent personalities because Vishnudutas were so ugly. Yamadutas were so ugly. And they saw that Vishnudutas have come as they're so effulgent and they have so many arms. They are outnumbered in numbers and also outnumbered in the number of weapons they carried. So they were surprised to see this and that's why they became humble. So they didn't challenge. They asked in a very polite manner actually. Yamadutas inquired Vishnudutas in a polite manner. And Vishnudutas being in the mode of goodness, being the associates of Lord Vishnu, they also inquired in a humble manner. And then that's what the question is. No, what is dharma? Who is supposed to be punished? These questions were asked. So basically, now the discussion among Vishnudutas and Yamadutas is going on to see what is the suitable destination for this personality, this Ajamil. What is the suitable destination? Whether he should go to hell or whether he should be given a chance to rectify himself. That's what the discussion is about to happen. So that's the discussion that's going to happen. And we see that generally in this material world, people make their choices. And their choices are actually leading to their destinations. So someone may choose according to their own whims. Okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I will do. And they start making their own decisions and choose. And then someone will choose according to the higher directions. Like, you know, okay, my father said this, let me follow. Or my mother said this, or my teacher said this, or the Shastras are saying this, let me follow this. Let me make a choice according to their instructions. But ultimately, these choices are made for their own benefit. So it's not going to be anything good for them. So life is not about the choices that we make. Life is all about the destination that we get. So it's also about actually destination that we get. So that's why the choices that we make is ultimately going to decide what our destination will be. So Arjuna also had a choice. He could have gone and directly fought the war, Kurukshetra war. The conscience were blown, so he could have directly gone and fought the war. But he made a choice to pause, to wait, to take a break, to introspect. And that's when he asked Krishna, what should I do? And then when he followed the instructions of Arjuna, that's how he became a follower of dharma. And then we see that actually we are fortunate that there are some higher beings who are always there to see that we are not punished without a just cause. So even though Yamadutas are the order carriers of Yamaraj, they had all right to punish Ajamil and they had come to punish Ajamil, but suddenly Vishnudutas interfered. And they took the matter in hand. So even in cosmic order, there is some disagreements. And then there are some higher beings who can take decision, who can. So we should not think that, okay, I have been improperly treated or I have been punished even though I was not wrong. That may be because of our own karma. But there is always a chance that there is always the higher cause that is being happening around, and always we get a just cause in the cosmic order because of the Supreme Lord being the Krishna, being the maintainer of this entire cosmic order. So, Yamadutas were actually challenged by Vishnudutas. They were saying that, you see, you are the order carriers of Yamaraj, and Yamaraj is always in sync with his Paramatma, Super Soul. And how come that you are not in sync with your master? Yamaraj is in sync with his master, but you are not in sync with your master. How is it? So that's why they were challenging the Vishnu Yamadutas. And the subsequent verses will speak about how Yamadutas will answer these questions and what's the actual that Yamadutas will be proven wronged and they will be going back to Yamaraj and asking the questions and you know what they are actually supposed to do. So that's why we should know that you know in this material world, whatever we actions we do, we should know that there are certain consequences that is going to come, and we should be proper. We should make a proper choice. So punishment is also, it's not the as I said, the punishment is also for corrective actions. The corrective actions is given by father to a son or teacher to the subordinate. But the punishment that is given by enemy to enemy is not a corrective action. It's actually a revenge. So that's not we are talking about here. The punishment is talking about in case of Ajamila, the punishment is for the corrective actions that he needs to take. So in that case, we see that in many instances in Shastras, there are pastimes where Lord actually gives a punishment so that his subordinate, his devotees are actually corrected. So we know one pastime of Kamalakant Vishwas, who was a disciple of Advaita Acharya. So he went to Pratap Rudra Maharaj and he said to Pratap Rudra Maharaj that, my dear Lord, you know this Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is an incarnation of Vishnu and Sadashiv. So you should treat him very nicely. And you know one thing that Advaita Acharya is in debts. So you please give him some money so that he can clear off his debts. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know about this, he became furious. He said, at one point you are saying that Advaita Acharya is an Acharya. He is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And on the other hand, you are going and begging from a king who is a materialistic person to cover the debts of Advaita Acharya. So then immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kamalakant. He said that you should never come to Gambira to visit me. And Kamalakant Vishwas was completely heartbroken. And he was thinking, what should I do? At that time, Advaita Acharya came and he pacified him. He said that this chastisement is actually a benediction. You are actually, now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is treating you as his own servant. That's why he is actually chastising you. Then he quotes his own past, his own incident where he says that when being a senior person, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always treated me very nicely. He never chastised me. He always treated me. He used to take dust from my lotus feet. So knowing this, I wanted to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was thinking, scheming things that how will Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, chastise me. So that's why I decided that I'll speak on Advaita philosophy. So when I started speaking on Advaita philosophy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he started smashing me, hitting me hard. And that's when I started laughing and jumping. Now you have accepted me as your disciple. Now you have accepted me as your servant. So that's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized that this is what the trick of Advaita Acharya, that he tricked me to, beat him so that I can, I will be a master of, I will be his master. So that's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya said that because he considered me his servant, that's why he took, even though I was senior, I was of his father's age. He took the privilege to punish me, to beat me. So that's how he said that, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy is that he is punishing his own servants. And then he said another incident of Sachi Mata. He said, even Sachi Mata was punished when Advaita Acharya, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew up and he was taking the association of Advaita Acharya, Sachimata thought that, oh, my son Vishwarupa, elder son Vishwarupa, he took the association of Advaita Acharya and took sannyas. Then now my husband Jagannath Mishra is no more. And now I have only this one son, Nimai Pandit. And now if he takes the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he may also leave me and, you know, take sannyas. So this Advaita is not Advaita, he's actually Dvaita. That's what, you know, Sachimata concluded. And then knowing the heart of Sachimata, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that in Mahaprakash Leela, I will not give mercy to Sachimata. And knowing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sachimata, only if you take the dust of Lord Advaita Acharya, then I'll give you my mercy. So she said, she thought, oh, I should take dust of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya thought, how can I give my dust to Sachimata? She is the mother of Supreme Personality of Godhead. I cannot give my dust. Then Advaita Acharya started thinking about the glories of Mother Sachi. And thinking the glories of, meditating on the glories of Mother Sachi, he fainted. He fell on the ground. Then all the devotees said, Sachimata, this is the good opportunity to take the dust of Advaita Acharya. Otherwise, he will not give the dust of his lotus feet. Go and take the dust of Advaita Acharya. So, So Sachimata immediately went and took the dust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, and put it on her head. As soon as she put it on her head, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, now I forgive you. Now I give you the mercy. So this is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punishing the devotees, punishing the his own servants for rectification, for purification. So similarly in cosmic order, whatever punishment we are getting is for our purification. Whatever punishment we are getting from the Supreme Lord through his representatives, it's for our own punishment. And that is what is actually dharma. So Prabhupada writes in this purport that not everyone is punishable. Animals are not punishable. Only human beings, only certain section of human beings who are not following the dharma are punishable. So Prabhupada says, Karina means fruitive workers. Karina, here the mention is, Dandya Kim Karina Sarve. Karina means fruitive workers. So fruitive workers are those who are working for some profit. So Prabhupada says that, you know, if somebody is working and they want to earn some profit, if they get more than 25% of profit, then they are punishable. So we have to be very careful how much percentage we are taking as a profit. So he says if somebody takes more than 25% of profit, then he is punishable. So they should take only 25%. So we are all workers. So what purpose we are working for? And then he clarifies. What is the purpose of our work? If it's for our own profit, for our own benefit, or is it for the benefit of Krishna? If you are working for the benefit of Krishna, we can take 100% profit also. Then there is no fault. Because we are going to use that for the preaching mission. So that's not a problem. But if somebody is using that profit for his own benefit, then you should not take more than 25%. So if somebody is selling a newspaper and somebody is selling Back to Godhead magazine or Prabhupada books, that is different. We can sell it for 400 rupees also. That's not a problem. So, but if somebody is selling a newspaper and he is selling more than what is desired, then he is punishable. That's according to Manu Samhita, Prabhupada says. So, and he says, but the lower beings are not punishable. Animals, they work day and night to get their food. Prabhupada messages that cows, they go to a vegetable market and they go and eat any vegetable they want. They go and take some palak, they eat some tomato, they eat some bananas. And no vegetable vendors, they won't say anything. Okay, little bit they take here and there, and then cow is moving forward. So they allow, Gomata is taking, let her take. If some person comes and he takes one potato, hey, keep it. You're not supposed to take. You have to pay price for it. So that's what, you know, the human being. He is supposed to act religiously. He cannot take anything like that. He has to pay for it. But cows can take. Even dog may snatch some rotis and run away. At most what he will do, he will just run behind for a certain distance and then leave it. and then he will go and have his nice lunch or dinner, whatever. But human beings are not supposed to act like that. Human beings are punishable if they are not following the law and order. So dharma is what is actually one supposed to follow. And who is the greatest follower of dharma? Today being Mahashivratri day, Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest follower of dharma. It is mentioned in 4th canto, 24th chapter, 26th verse. When Prachetas were actually going to do tapasya, they were crossing this calm, peaceful lake. And there, Lord Shiva emerged from the lake. And then immediately, Sukha Maharshi, Maitreya Muni, actually he says that, what is the quality of Lord Shiva? He says, Satan prapannarti haro Bhagavan dharma vatsalaha. Dharmagya Shila Sampannan Preeta Preetan Uvachaha. So Lord Shiva is Dharma Vatsala. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. But Lord Shiva is Dharma Vatsala. Nimnaganam Yata Ganga, Devanam Achyuto Yata, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambho, Purananam Idam Tata. So he is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. That's why he is Dharma Vatsala. Bhagavan Dharma Vatsala is a He is fond of religious principles and he drives away all the dangers of those who are surrendered to him. Prapannarthi haro, dharmagya. And he saw that these prachetas were dharmag, they were also a node of religious principles. Shila sampanna, they were good behavior, soft behavior. And being pleased with them, preeta, preetanuvachaha, being pleased with them, this blissful Lord Shiva began to instruct began to instruct Prachetas. So Dharma Vatsala has got additional meaning. Lord Shiva deals with basically, yes, devotees definitely they are following the dharmas. But Lord Shiva mainly deals with those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance. But what happens is, such persons, when they want to get the mercy of Shiva, they try to follow some religious principles. And Lord Shiva sees, oh, this person is following such, following religious principle. Then immediately he gives them his mercy. That's what Dharma Vatsala also means. One who just sees that if somebody follows even little bit of dharma, he becomes merciful and gives them his mercy. That's also another meaning of Dharma Vatsala. So today being Mahashivratri day, I thought that since we have this manifestation of Vrindavan Dham here by the mercy of pure devotee of the Lord, so I thought that let's discuss some Lord Shiva, the different manifestation of Lord Shiva in Vrindavan Dham. Recently, we have this Bhuteshwar Mahadev appearing in Mathura, in our Mathura. So I thought we will discuss some Mahadev's pastime and different Mahadevs who are present in the persons of Mathura and Vrindavan for my own purification. Even though we all know it, I'll just recite the pastime. So there is Chintaharan Mahadev in eastern side of Brahmand Ghat. In Brahmand Ghat, there is this Mahadev called Chintaharan Mahadev. Why he got this Chintaharan in Gokul Mahavan? Why he got this Chintaharan Mahadev? So this is a Swayambhu Mahadev who appeared in this area. So once Lord Shiva was meditating in Kailash, and he wanted to see baby Krishna in Gokul Mahavan. So he came down to Gokul Mahavan, and Mother Yashoda, seeing the form of Lord Shiva with ash all over his body, with a snake on his neck and the tiger skin, he said, no, my child will become fearful when he sees your body, he sees you, your form, you just go away. Then Lord Shiva, he was determined to take darshan of Lord Krishna, so he said, okay, let me wait for Mother Yashoda's mercy. And he sat on that place and started meditating on Lord Krishna. So at that time, Mata Yashoda, she thought that let me go and take Krishna and bathe him in Yamuna. So she took him to Brahman Ghat, bathe him. And after some time, Krishna ate mud. And then Krishna, Mother Yashoda became worried, why my Krishna is eating mud instead of butter and milk and dahi? So she became worried and she was thinking, what should I do if he eats like this? And she saw universe in the mouth of Krishna. And she thought, what is this happening to my child? She was worried. And at that time, the few Rajavasis, nearby neighbors, they said, you go to this saintly person who is meditating there. He will bless, your child. Then she immediately went to Lord Shiva. And she said, oh, saintly person, please bless my child so that, such thing doesn't happen to my child. Immediately, Lord Shiva, he was very happy to see the beautiful baby Lord Krishna, and he touched Lord Krishna, and then Mother Yashoda's all worries went away. Because worry, anxiety of Mother Yashoda was taken away by Mahadev, that's why he got the name Chintaharan Mahadev. And it is said that this Chintaharan Mahadev is one Shivling with 1,108 Shivlings inside it. It's inside the Chintaharam, there is 1,108 Shivling. So that's the Chintaharan Mahadev. And there's another pastime. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they grew old and they didn't have any child. So it is mentioned that they went to this Mahadev and prayed to him, and he blessed them to get the Supreme Lord as their son. So because he relieved both Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj from their anxiety, so he got this name Chintaharan Mahadev. And now we go to next is Kameshwar Mahadev. So Kameshwar Mahadev is in Kamyavan. So he is one of the Kshetrapal of Vrindavan. We know Dikpal of Vrindavan. So why he got this name Kameshwar Mahadev? He fulfilled the desire of his counterpart Mother Parvati. What is that desire? So once Parvati inquired about Sri Radha. She asked, this story is narrated by Lord Vishnu to Narada Muni, that once Lord Shiva, he was narrating the incident of Rasalila to Sanat Kumar and Parvati. And between, Parvati asked, who is this Srimati Radharani? Can you tell more about her? But Lord Shiva ignored the question of Parvati and he continued the pastime. So Parvati was bewildered. Why is he not answering my question? Then immediately, Parvati took again courage to ask because Shiva might get angry. So she took courage and again asked, who is this Srimati Radharani? Then Lord Shiva meditated on Krishna and said, oh, my dear Krishna, once you told me that I should not reveal the identity of Radharani to anyone. Only myself, Brahma, Sanat Kumar, and Shesha, Ananta Shesha, know about the glories of Srimati Radharani. So should I tell Parvati about the Radha Tattva? Then Krishna said, don't worry. When you asked me about this question, at that time, Parvati was in Sati body. I knew that she is going to renounce her body. That's why I told you, don't tell this pastime to, don't tell Radha Tattva to her. But now she is in Parvati body, so now you can tell her. And then Lord Shiva told to Mother Parvati about Radha Tattva. He said, Ra means Ras and Dha means running. One who runs towards Rasleela to meet Krishna, that is Radharani. That is Radha. And when one pronounces Ra, just Ra, he gets liberation. And when one pronounces Dha, he gets Krishna. So that's why when we just say Ra, we get liberation from this material. When we say Radha, then we get Krishna, because Radharani will give us Krishna. So because Parvati fulfilled, so Parvati's desire was fulfilled by Mahadev here at this place, that's why he's called Kameshwar Mahadev. Next is Gopeshwar Mahadev. He is another Dikpal of Vrindavan. And this Gopeshwar Mahadev is near Vamshivat in Vrindavan. So once again, our Lord Shiva was in deep meditation in Kailash. And when he was in deep meditation, he heard the flute of Krishna. And immediately, he ran towards that sound. When he came down, it was the middle of the night. Ras Lila was happening in Rasasthali Vamshivata. And he thought, let me enter. Where is Krishna and why is he playing this flute in the middle of night? So he wanted to enter. Immediately some gopis and Vrinda Devi stopped him. Sorry, you can't enter. You are in the male body. Only male body is Krishna and all others are female body. So you can't enter. So he was thinking, how will I go inside? How will I see? So he was in anxiety and he was desiring to see this Ras Leela. So he was standing outside and they said that only person with a Sakhi Bhav or Gopi Bhav can enter this Ras Leela. So he was, how will I get this Sakhi Bhav or Gopi Bhav? So he was waiting and he was meditating on Lord Krishna, meditating on Radha Rani. He was chanting Radha Rani's name, Radhe, Radhe. At that time, Radha Rani heard his voice and he said, who is that personality who is standing outside and chanting my name? They said, this is Lord Shiva who is chanting your name. I said, Lord Shiva? He wants to enter Ras Leela. Okay, ask him to enter into Manasarovar Lake and then he can come to Ras Leela. So, Radharani sends Lalita Devi to go and tell this to Lord Shiva. So, Lalita Devi says, okay, you want to enter? Okay, you come with me. You take a dip in Manasarovar Lake. So he takes his Lord Shiva and makes him dip in Mansarovar. When he comes out in the form of Gopeshwar Mahadev, in the form of with a Gopi Bhav, he comes out. So when he comes out and he enters the Ras Leela, Krishna notices that there is this new Gopi. Who is this new Gopi? You know. So Krishna, so there's so many gopis, lakhs and millions of gopis that's there, but Krishna recognized that this is a new gopi. How is it? So when I was in US, I went to New York first time because I was told that Gauranga Prabhu is coming there and I wanted to join Brahmachari Ashram. So I wanted to meet Gauranga Prabhu. So I went there in the evening. So there was Gauranga Prabhu and Radhesham Prabhu had went to some university for preaching. So Govind Prabhu was giving class. And Govind Prabhu, after the class, my Siksha Guru, he introduced me to Govind Prabhu. And Govind Prabhu, okay, he said, and he left. Next day morning, there was Bhagavatam class in the temple hall and in the New York temple, the Bhakti Center. And there, our Gauranga Prabhu was doing the Bhagavatam class. And there were many devotees there sitting there. And after the Bhagavatam class, Gauranga Prabhu noticed me because I was the only odd person there, because new person, everyone else he knew. So he said, come, come. And he called me and asked me, from where are you coming? And then the discussion started. So, you know, the pure devotees or the Supreme Lord can recognize who is a neophyte or who is a new person who have come here. So similarly, Krishna recognized this new gopi and he said, oh, who is this? Call him. And then the Lalita Devi introduced to, this is gopi, this is Lord Shiva, who has come in the form of, and when as soon as Krishna saw Shiva in the form of gopi, he started laughing. Oh, Lord Shiva, why are you in this form? He said, I wanted to see this Ras Leela. Oh, is it? Okay. So he said, because you have accepted the form of gopi and entered this Ras Leela, I'll give you a benediction. And he said that you will be the Dwarpal of Ras Leela. Nobody can enter Ras Leela without your permission. And not only that, all the gopis will offer respect to you and they will seek your blessings to get that gopi bhav. So initially he didn't have gopi bhav and now he became the benedictor of gopi bhav to the gopis. See, that's what the Gopeshwar Mahadev is. So, Sanatan Goswami, when he was staying in Madan Mohan temple, every day he used to go to visit Gopeshwar Mahadev and take the blessings of Gopeshwar Mahadev. Because we know that Sanatan Goswami and Mahadev, Lord Shiva, are best of friends. We know the pastime and here also he always visited.
Next we come to Asheshwar Mahadev or Nandishwar Mahadev in Nandagaon. So this Nandagaon, the now again, when Krishna came, Krishna moved to Nandagaon, Lord Shiva wanted to take darshan of Lord Krishna, Krishna. But when he came again, Mother Yashoda rejected, oh, you can't see, you are in such a form, Vesha. Krishna will get disturbed, agitated or fearful. So then he went to a distant place, he started meditating with a desire, with an ask to see Krishna. That's why he got Asheshwar Mahadev name. So as soon as Mahadev went away, Krishna started crying. Krishna started crying and nobody, Krishna, Yashoda, Mata Yashoda is trying to show him different tricks, started feeding him butter, dahi, many things. But you know, Krishna was not getting persuaded. Then she didn't know what to do. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to cry, then people started chanting, Hari Hari! And only then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will get pacified. Similarly, Krishna was just chanting, crying. And he nobody knew what to do. Then they said, oh, there is one saintly personnel sitting there and meditating. Go to him. He will do the needful. Then when Mother Yashoda took baby Krishna and came in front of Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva started chanting, Radha, Radha. And when he started chanting, Radha, Radha, Krishna started crying even more. And then Lord Shiva didn't know what to do. And he understood that because Krishna is in separation from Srimati Radharani, that's why he is crying more. That time Mother Yashoda said, what is this? I brought him in front of you so that he will become pacified. But he is crying more and more. Now you please put your hand on him. Please bless him with your hands. Then when Lord Shiva put his hand on the head of Lord Krishna, then Krishna stopped crying. So afterwards, Lord Shiva sang the names of Sri Radha and Krishna, which is called Radha Krishna Namavali in front of Krishna. And Then Yashoda Mata asked, what should I do in return? Then Asheshwar Mahadev said, every day, whatever you feed Krishna, you should bring that Mahaprasad to him. So to this day, even whatever is prasad is offered in Krishna Balaram temple is offered to Asheshwar Mahadev. Then there is Banakhandeshwar Mahadev. Banakhandeshwar, which is called Banakhandi Mahadev also, which is near Banke Bihari temple, at the junction of Atkhamba Road. So Sanatan Goswami, his bhajan kotis was near Madan Mohan. He used to come and take darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. So this is Gopeshwar Mahadev is very far away from Madan Mohan temple. So then when Sanatan Goswami grew old, so he went to he was going to Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Gopeshwar Mahadev came to his dream and said, don't come so far because you have grown old. I'll manifest myself near Banakhandi so that you can come and visit me there, which is near Madan Mohan temple. So then next day he came to the dream of Sanatan Goswami and said this, and next day morning Gopeshwar Mahadev appeared in Banakhandi. That's why he got the name Banakhandeshwar Mahadev. So every day, then from that day on, Sanatana Goswami visited Banakhandeshwar Mahadev and he took the blessings of Mahadev there. Then we come to Chakleshwar Mahadev, another Dikpal of Vrindavan. So which is near in Govardhan, which is called Chakratit also. When Lord Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill, and when the Indra wanted to destroy Vrindavan with his torrents of rain, it was flooding on all directions and the water was coming inside the Govardhan hill. So that time, Krishna called for Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra came and started rotating in such a fast manner that it exhausted, evaporated the entire water and it became dry so that people of Vrindavan were safe beneath the Govardhan hill. So that place, when Sudarshan Chakra asked, please give me a place to rest, then Krishna gave him that place, that's called Chakratit. And there, Lord Shiva manifested himself. And Lord Shiva manifested in his five linga form, which is called Panchanana, five face of Lord Shiva. So this temple is also mentioned that it is established by King Vajranab. And there is a Bhajan Kutir of Sanatana Goswami here also in Govardhan. So That's what is mentioned here. Then there is Kundeshwar Mahadev. This Kundeshwar Mahadev is a Mahadev temple which is near Radhakund. And he is one of the Dikpal of Radhakund. Just as we have Dikpala of Vrindavan, Mathura, he is a Dikpala of Radhakund. There are four other Dikpalas. So Kundeshwar Mahadev is a Dikpala of Radhakund in the south. Bankhandi Mahadev is on the Vrindavan, but is also the Dikpala of Radhakund on the eastern direction. And Rameshwar Mahadev is a Dikpala of Radhakund on the western direction. And there is one more Mahadev adjacent to Radharaman temple, who is a Dikpala on the northern direction. Then there is in Mathura, as we know, in Mathura there are four Dikpalas, which is Gokarneshwar Mahadev, Rangeshwar Mahadev, Bhuteshwar Mahadev and Pippaleshwar Mahadev. These are the four Dikpalas of Mathura. Bhuteshwar Mahadev is also Dikpala of Vrindavan. So Gokarneshwar Mahadev is in Mathura. He protects on the northern direction, and he got this name because Gokarna, the famous speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipped this Lord Shiva there. That's why he got Gokarneshwar Mahadev. And there is this Rangeshwar Mahadev. Rangeshwar Mahadev is Dikpal of southern side of Mathura. So this is, a pastime of Kamsa. He created an arena for Krishna Balaram to fight. So when Krishna Balaram entered this arena, they saw a huge bow of Lord Shiva. And Krishna, playfully lifted that and broke that. When he broke that, everyone was astonished. Even Lord Shiva was astonished. And then he fought Chanura Mustika. They both of them killed Chanura Mustika. And Krishna easily killed Kamsa. And after that, Lord Shiva, who was actually worshipable deity of Kamsa, he prayed to Krishna that, please allow me to stay here. And he stayed then. That's why he got this name, because he was established in that Ranga Kshetra where this arena was created by Kamsa. He's got Rangeshwar Mahadev. And we know the Bhuteshwar Mahadev, who is 500 meters away from Janmabhumi, who is the Dikpala of the West. And that Bhuteshwar Mahadev, today we had the celebration of Vishram Ghat. So it is mentioned that one has to take bath in Vishram Ghat, seek the blessings of Bhuteshwar Mahadev, only then one can enter the Vrindavan Dham. That's what the procedure is. Then there is Pippaleshwar Mahadev. Nothing much information is found about Pippaleshwar Mahadev, but he is called the Dikpala of eastern direction. So like this, we have so many Mahadevs. So I thought that we'll discuss something about him so that it's purifying us and we can also remember his glories. So this is what I had to had something which we could discuss. So thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Mahadev ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki. Jai. If you have any questions, you can. Questions or comments. Hare Krishna.